Again, thank you very much for coming here this evening, and I will put this in my pocket or it'll go flying across the platform. I want to speak to you tonight, in the last part of the meeting, something that we are very familiar with. Something that I know every one of us, we've at least used it at least once today, but more than often, more times than we stop to think about, we haven't really considered it. I want to talk to you about doors. Doors. You might think that's a rather simplistic gospel outline. Well, that is what I'm thinking about, is doors. Some doors are big, some are small. Some doors are open, some are closed. Some doors are expensive, some are cheap. When we fix a vehicle, there are certain things that I will price when I'm doing a bid up. One of them is doors. Because if it is for a 2017 Chevy Impala, I can get a door for $250. But if it's for a 2022 Toyota RAV4, I've seen as high as $1,800. And that's used. And so some doors are expensive, some are cheap. Some have windows, some don't. And so my message tonight, when Dale had asked me if I would speak, I said, yes, I will. And then I thought, what am I going to speak about? Well, I've been thinking about doors. We're very familiar with doors. And doors, we walk through them, we open them, we close them, we knock on them. We know what a door is. I'm not going to talk about closed doors, but sometimes if we're knocking on doors, sometimes a door is closed. Might not be locked. I remember, I can't think of different ones, but I know there's been times when I've been giving out calendars, and I know very well that there's somebody home. You knock on the door, and I am waiting. Maybe I knock again because I know somebody is there, and they don't come. Maybe I'm scary looking. I don't think so. But they don't want to open the door. Other doors are wide open. Some door, I don't walk through too many doors. If I come to most people's door here, I will knock. But some doors I don't knock on. I don't knock on my own door. If it's a business, I walk through the door because if the sign says we're open, then I'll go in. But tonight I want to talk about two doors. Now, we're going to read in a minute, but for you to come into this building, the doors were closed, but they weren't locked. And you just entered in, and I hope when you leave that you use that door. You can use the one here. Don't use the windows. And don't step into my house, especially at night, through a window, because I don't have a gun, but we do have 2x4s. Doors are meant to be used. And I don't know if you've thought about it. You might think, okay, I got to go through two doors to leave here. Tonight, in front of you are two doors. And you will go through one of the doors. So we're going to read. The first place we're going to read is in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Maybe you're thinking that's a long way to make an opening. Well, doors are important. And these two doors are very, very important. So the first door. And we'll read some of the background. Matthew chapter 16, When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, this is over in the land of Israel, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Jesus said unto them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Now here's the first door. "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." First door, the first gate, the doors, the gates of hell. Our second reading is in John chapter 10. John chapter 10 and verse number 9. And here is the second door. Two doors, the gates of hell. Here's the second door. The Lord Jesus is speaking here, and here's what he says. John 10 verse 9, "I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." So the gates of hell, the door to heaven. Two doors. One more reading. In Revelation chapter 3, the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 3. Verse number 8. Revelation 3, verse number 8. And again the Lord Jesus is speaking, and I'm taking this out of context. This is written to a New Testament assembly back in the first century, the Church of Philadelphia. But I want to borrow these words. Verse 8, the Lord Jesus is speaking. "I know thy works." I know your works. "Behold," pay attention, look at it, "I have set before thee an open door." Two doors. Two doors tonight that are open. You and I are going to enter one door or the other. Justin has already read to us, in Matthew chapter 7, "Enter ye in at the straight gate." And it goes on, "Wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and there's a narrow gate that leads to heaven." These are the same two doors. The door to hell, the gates of hell, the door to heaven. You might think, why would you want to spend 20 minutes talking about these two doors? Well, these two doors, depending on which door you walk through, is going to determine your eternal destiny. You see, we are only here for a short time. And in the span of life, however long it is, I look back, I used to say, how can they get to 80 years old and say, it just went by just like that? Well, now that I'm 52 years old, I'm starting to understand what they mean. Because it seems to go faster. And just for a few years, will I get 70 years? I have no idea. But I am only here for a short time. We can read a verse in the Old Testament and it says that man or people are going to their long home. And what you and I are in right now is just temporary. Yes, I know we live here like we're going to live here forever. But we are not. And you and I, we are on a journey. And we are on a journey downward. Or we are on a journey upward. We are going to go through the doors, through the gates of hell for an eternal abode. Or we're going to enter the door for heaven, where it is peace and joy forevermore. And so tonight, two doors. The gates of hell, the way to hell, or the door to heaven. The gates of hell. It must have been something for the disciples to hear this word, to hear the Lord Jesus speak. And he says, the gates of hell will not prevail against the Lord Jesus and against his message. But often when the Lord Jesus would speak, he would speak about hell. He would speak about the pathway that you and I started when we were born in this world. Justin has already made reference that you and I are born on this road. We are born on a way that is leading downward. We didn't have a choice in that. But because of our foreparents, because of sin that entered into the world, because you and I have had that disease that has carried on in our hearts, in our lives, you and I have been born in sin on a way, on a path that is away from God. Now, I wasn't paying enough attention when Frank read, but he read in Isaiah chapter 53. There is a verse in right around where Frank was reading. It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Bible tells us very clearly that you and I, we are on a course away from God. We are in rebellion. We are in enmity. That is why you see so much violence. You know, there's sometimes I listen to the news. Maybe I listen to the news less than I used to because not only can it be depressing, but sometimes it's so frustrating. You see men like Putin, and he's unleashing his military power, and it makes me angry. And you see other situations and things that happen, and justice is not being carried out, and our blood pressure starts to rise. Well, it is the effects of sin. But you know what we forget? We look at men like Putin, and we look at men like whoever, serial killers and everything else, and we're like, oh, if sin could just be eradicated, and if sin could just be dealt with. Oh, that there was justice. Why does God not step in justice and look after all this? And we forget that in our hearts, we have the very same thing. The condition of the human heart is not pretty. In fact, it is downright ugly. It is festering. It is like an infection that just oozes through our body and we can't help it. And next thing you know, and you might smile, but you know what happens? What is on the inside, all of a sudden it just comes out. One of the things that I don't like, maybe you're working on something and it's not going right, or you're nailing something, especially in the wintertime, and you hit the nail and you miss and you hit your, and it just brings the violence out. Now, where do you think that comes from? It is a little picture of what is on the inside, and it is just wanting to get out because your heart my heart. You know how the Bible describes it? It says that the heart is deceitful above all things. You think, well, okay, deceitful, yes, yeah, sometimes. But it says, and desperately wicked. You know, I have two grandkids, and I love holding them. I love getting two pictures. You know what I have a hard job coming to terms with? That in those two little children, and we just love them, but in their hearts, there is a wickedness, and it's just waiting to get out. Because in our lives, in our hearts, sin is bound up. That is how we are born. You think maybe that's a hard message. Well, that's not me saying it. I am not a psychologist or a doctor or anything like this. I am just looking at what the Bible says. I am just telling you how the Bible describes my heart. And the longer I live, the more I realize this Bible is right. Because there's something in here and it just eats at the inside. God says that is the condition of our heart. And we are born on a path downward. We are traveling a road that is leading away from God. The Lord Jesus tells his disciples, there is the door to hell. The gates of hell. We can read in Luke chapter 16 of a man who died, and it says that in hell he lifted up his eyes in torment. Why? Because he was a wicked man? We're not told a lot. All we're told is that there was a beggar at his gate and he didn't look after him, but that's not why he was in hell. It says that he was a rich man, but it doesn't mean that rich people are in hell. And if you read a little further on in the story, you understand that he knew something of the gospel message. And like his brothers that he was concerned about, they didn't want to listen to the prophets, to the Bible, and neither did he. And before him was two doors, and he did nothing. And there's a door that he went through, and tonight he is still in hell. And so tonight, the first door, the gates of hell. You might think, what do I have to do to enter that door? You know what? You don't have to do anything. If you don't do anything, if you don't respond to the gospel message, if you don't think about it, if you push it out of your mind, that is the door. That is the one that you will go through. But there's something else about the door. It says that the door, the gates of hell, it's in plural. It means multiple. It's likely the idea of two gates. But there is a verse in Proverbs. And it said, there is a way which seems right to a person. But then it says, the end thereof are the ways of death. And in the Old Testament, likely Solomon the writer, and he says there's a path that different ones travel. And we think that our path is right. But in the end, even though maybe the path seemed right, it is the ways of death. So tonight, there is one door. There is a door. And then if you enter it, it is to your eternal punishment. Hell, it says the gates of hell. That's door number one. The last part of my message, I want to talk about the second door. If you don't remember anything else tonight, I want you to stop and think about this door. It's the door, it's really more than a door, it is a person. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, I am the door. I am the door to heaven. John chapter 14, verse number 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me. You know, the door, the ways downward, they are many. The way to heaven is singular. The door to heaven is one. There's four doors to this building. There's one here that you come in. There's one down at the end of the hall. There's a double door out there at the back. And there's another one here. And we can use those doors to come in and out. When it comes to heaven, there is only one door. When a preacher was here a number of years ago, he introduced us to a song. One way, God says, to get to heaven. Jesus is the only way. And here we have read in John chapter 10 and verse number 9, the Lord Jesus says, I am the door. In that story, he is using the idea of a sheepfold. Maybe it was a fence. Likely in that day, it's an enclosure by rocks. And there was an entranceway. And the idea was, the Lord Jesus says, if you want to come into the sheepfold, you've got to go through the doorway. And the idea is that he was the one who was there for safety. And when those sheep came in, they were safe. Well, tonight, we want to tell you that there is safety in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you continue on the downward road the way you were born, there is no safety. There is no shelter. There is no security. The Lord Jesus says, if you come through me, if you'll come through what I have done, if you'll come through the provision that I have made, there is peace, there is safety, there is provision. He says, I am the door to heaven. I don't know if you've maybe thought about it that way. Maybe you think that's a rather simplistic way. Well, the Lord Jesus tried to make his message simple. And he told them, if you want to go to heaven, I am telling you the way. It is through me. No, not through Daryl. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I am the door to heaven. Oftentimes when the Lord Jesus spoke, his preaching was very clear. But do you know what often happened? They got the message. They understood what he was telling them. And they said, no, we don't want that way. We want our religion. We want the way that we are thinking. Remember the verse I quoted? There is a way which seems right to a person, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. And if you are thinking sanely, if you're thinking right, I'm sure you're thinking, when this life is done, I want to be in heaven. You've got to come through the door. You've got to enter through Christ. If we invite you for dinner, and you've never been there, we'll say, drive up around the house where the cars are parked and come in that door. And that will let you in. When it comes to heaven, there is one way, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. I told you that some doors are cheap and others are expensive. This door is not a cheap door. Maybe you think it looks pretty bland, but this is an expensive door. You might think, well, what do you mean? It's an expensive door. Well, this door is expensive. It's not an $1,800 Toyota RAV4 door. The door to heaven, how much did it cost? Is really without price. You see, for this door to be made, for the way to heaven to be opened up, quite a number of you here don't remember, you weren't born when the bridge was put in, the Confederation Bridge. But I couldn't wait for it to be done, because while it was being when they were talking about it, I was dating a woman from Quispamsis, New Brunswick. And I'd take the ferry boat over and I'd come back and I'd say, I can't wait till this was done. And it was going to cost $800 million. And at the end, I think it was $1.1 billion. It was an expensive bridge. The day came, I don't think Bennett saw it. Lydia would have saw it. She was just a baby. But I did marry that woman from Quispamsis, by the way. But the day came when that way was opened. And there was a time when we went across the bridge for the first time. When it was first opened, it was open to the public. And maybe I should have took the time and walked across it because it was open. There was a way to go through. But you know what? I love the bridge. I don't have to wait. I don't have to get on the ferry. But it was an expensive bridge. One of the big things right now, we've got to pay $50 to go across. Well, I'm so glad I didn't have to pay the $1.1 billion. But tonight, there's another way. If you want, it's the bridge to heaven. It wasn't $800 million. In fact, it wasn't $1.1 billion. This door that has been opened up, it cost the Lord Jesus Christ His blood. It cost Him His life. His life had to be given. I quoted a verse from Isaiah chapter 53, verse number 6. Remember how it went? All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And so we have started our journey on a downward path, away from God. And there's consequences for sin. It's written right in our conscience. We know that when wrong is done, it needs to be made right. And yet we're on the way down. And there's judgment for sin. And so what is God going to do? The righteousness of God declares that our wrongdoings, our sins need to be dealt with in a right way. Suppose that those of you who have a car or maybe you have a favorite toy and it gets destroyed and it ends up before the judge. And suppose it was worth $1,000 and the judge says, hey, just give that person $100. And you say, well, that's not right. They destroyed something far worse. When it comes to sin, you know what the penalty for my sin is? Not according to my mindset, but according to the Bible, you know what the penalty for sin, my sin, your sin? In the sight of a holy God in heaven, the proper punishment for sin is death. My death, your death. If there's going to be righteous judgment, and that's what we want, unless it deals negatively with us, but your sin, my sin, if God is going to act righteously, you and I deserve to die. We deserve eternal punishment. That door that's leading downward, that's where every one of us should go. But God says, I am going to make a way that the guilty sinner, the deceitful sinner, the one who has gone astray, I am going to make a way that they can be taken to heaven, but that justice is carried out. And God sent His Son, the innocent one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus came into this world, and on Calvary's cross, He was nailed by his hands and by his feet in a place just outside Jerusalem. We call it Calvary. But just outside Jerusalem, 2,000 years ago, he was nailed to a cross. And the same Bible that tells us that we are sinners and deserving punishment, the same Bible, the same book says that the person who puts their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. Why? Because he died in our stead. Frank read it. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for the sinner, the one who is going astray. The Lord Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, maybe he'll be saved. No, that's not what it says. Let's try it again. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he hopes to be... Nope, that's not right either. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Tonight, you could be saved. Your sins could be taken away. You could enter the second door, the door that leads to heaven. It's based on what the Lord Jesus Christ has done, not what I have done. I didn't know if I'd get to this verse or not. I'm just going to leave it. Revelation chapter 3, it says, the Lord Jesus is speaking. Tonight, there's two doors. There's the door that leads to eternal punishment, the door to hell. But tonight, there's a door that is open. And the Lord Jesus says, it's right in front of you. All you have to do is step through. The door is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you would accept him tonight as your Savior, you would be safe, you would be secure on your way to heaven. That's where I'm going. Not because of anything that I did. But there was a night when I just stepped through the door. When I took the Lord Jesus Christ, I wasn't even thinking of that verse. But I went through him. And based on what he has done for me, I will be in heaven. Maybe you think, you're pretty bold. No, just confident. Because it's what the book says. Tonight, you can be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, that person shall be saved. We'll pray. Our Father, we give thanks tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that he is the Savior of sinners, and he came into this world to make the way for boys and girls and men and women to enter heaven righteously and justly. It is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray that the gospel will be blessed here, and likewise in other places. And now we would pray for his safety as we travel home. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.